Begin the current daf and set this up with Zerah daf yet Alf. Begin with Beis Gimel Tes Mat. Begin the Gemara. Taklacha Zekanei Vavagas Bli Yerusai. Shaving off his beard, removing his ponytail. So it says near it seemed Lahachi Gutani. The reason why we say Taklacha Zekanei, the shaving off of his beard, Gabi Vavagas Bli Yerusai, regarding the removing of his ponytail Vanachase and regarding leaving it, like the Gemara's question, Lefisha Beshtein Hoyerugin like Alech, because by both of them he was accustomed to cutting here. Which is, the beard would be cut either way. So therefore, that's the question when we're mentioning the two halachas together. Now it says, "Mat to begin the Gemara, maskel zuzah pizah," and they would have the weight of a zuzah of this puz. Now, so it says, you can say, "Well, min peg," and the second Gemara says, "Getting up the nachas menav train is to the pizah nachas la alma." There's two history of puz that came down to the world. Chaber, every one by Rama, chaber b'chalo b'kul, and the rest, the other one in the rest of the world. Vastira and. What's an istira that we're saying here? There's two istira of paws that they put on his neck. Amr b'perek beis kura and babastav kofeim and alef my istira. It's palga the zuz, a half a zuz. From kain ech yesh maskal zuz b'raimi. How could you say that there was one weight that came in Rome? And here we're saying that we have a half of a zuz here we have a weight of a zuz, and there we're saying that only a half of a zuz that they had at all in Rome. So it says when it appears to me the train estid a lav davka, when it says that it came down to the world two istira paz, that's not precise. So it's something that just means mu'etis, just means a little bit, but obviously it was more because double that is what we're saying was here by this story when they put on this guy's neck. It doesn't mean literally 10 kav. It's just a figure of speech. Next says, "Mat the beginning of the Gemara, Sach Kiri Plaster." Pesha Kondrashi explains, "Shekari Yaakov Kiri." They called Yaakov the minister that he got it wrong. He was lying. So it's a "Vlein Hirish Kiri Le Yaakov Adins." That doesn't seem correct that we call Yaakov as a leader, as a lord. Kach Pesha Ben Tam. So therefore, Ben Tam explains actually Zay Yitzchak. It refers to Yitzchak Shekari and Kiri and Lefisha Zikanei. And because he was the grandfather, so they treated with honor. Clement, in other words, what they were saying was like this: Habrachash Nasli Yaakov, the blessings that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, he was the Adon, the Lord. Plus to him, it's false. Vavagav Shekam who Amar. Now, even though Yitzchak was the one that said to Esav also Vahaya Kashatari that when the Jews are going to lower what they do, then the Esav is going to be up in power in Rome. At least Yaakov is not going to take the brachas now when they do the right thing, which the Bnei Esav are always afraid of that. Rightfully so. Then it says, "Mat begin the Mora Atluzah Shal Aza." Pesha Kondrashi explains, "Shoik Shal Aza." The marketplace of Azav, who chutz le'ir, and it was outside of the city, and they sell meat there, losh nishchatim b'tallis, like we find elsewhere in Shas, like in Mechers Lavalam and Alf Manaf, that they slaughter in the marketplace, and that's what here, what an ayin is the same thing. Mibayil, and the Gemara is asking, Mishar losses in b'ne'at luza, are you allowed to do business with the marketplace that's on the outskirts, in the suburbs, b'yem itch b'nei, avikacham sheb'ir, at the same day of the holiday of the people in the urban area of the city? Oy, or not? Misharya masnitin bekarv kolkach. Does the Mishnah let it when they're so close, or not? Now, but Rashbam here she explains actually atluzo who shem avodes kechavim. It's actually the name of a avodes zar shem chutz la'aza. That's in the suburbs of Aza. Vayiv noisa b'nei hamigra shem chutz la'aza, and it's the people that live in the suburbs outside of Aza. They serve at yamecha b'shana one day a year. Umibayi, and that's what the question was asking. Mutu losav losav b'nei Aza. Are you allowed to do business with the people of Aza? B'yem eitz chutz la when it's the holiday of the people outside of Aza. Now, because Allah Rabbi Rachan al Perushim, he has difficulty with all these interpretations. The Mo'ibikochavim in the Chashav, Kamah HaKoimer, that if it's not as significant like the priest, Loi Nechesh Me'abizikochavim, Me'arabikochavim, you shouldn't be concerned with the money of the idol worshippers in their hands. Bein Shiyo, Ibikochavim, Mishoko, Ibikochavim, whether it's from the marketplace of the idol worshippers, Bein Shayin Mishoko, Ibikochavim, whether it's not from the, from that marketplace. In other words, we shouldn't consider it so significant the money that he has if he's not really a priest. So Lakach Perishri, he explains the Meir Hocha Bashok, we're actually talking about a marketplace, Shoyis L'Shemovitz Kechav, that's actually made specifically, actually, for the Avodah Zarah itself. It's not like a regular it's not like just a regular holiday. Then you have to be concerned really for the money of the idol worshiper from when it's an idol worshiper from amongst that place. Well, the feast according to this, and it's lechalik mashchalik Rashi when Avikachavim shechutz lo b'mnei ir. You don't have to make the differentiation that Rashi does between the Gentiles that are outside of the city to the, to those that live inside the city. Because the truth is, even if in the people of the city, we're not concerned for the money of even if it's from someone in the city, we're not concerned for the money that of the Avodah Zarah that are in the hands of the Gentiles that are out of the city.